This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program that is not to be taken seriously. At this point in the professional football season, it's typical for fans and commentators to complain a lot about bad refs. And I don't mean references, I mean referees. Bad referees, but no referee sets out to be bad, right? It's hubris talking when people complain about bad refs. It's a matter of their worship for their team and their irrational anger at whatever is perceived to cause their team to not do well. At least that's what I thought, but then we got a call from someone who claims to be an actual bad ref.
I'm intentionally bad.
His voice has been altered electronically. This referee is the first ever to admit purposely making bad calls. Why do you do it?
I like the idea of having big, violent men angry at me. The bigger they are, the more unstable they seem, the better I like it.
I don't understand that.
Well, unless you have them all yelling at you, telling you what a dunderhead you are, you know, explaining in detail how they want to pull you apart. You can't know what an incredible rush it is, how totally thrilling and exhilarating.
So you make these bad calls on purpose?
Oh, yes.
To influence the outcome of the game?
Oh, I don't care about the outcome of the game. It's just a game.
So you don't know how the game is going, then?
Oh, I know. Of course I know. It's my job to know.
Uh-huh. But that doesn't enter into your decision to make a bad call and cheat a good team out of their just reward, then?
Depends on how I feel. You know, if a team is winning at home, and they're ahead by only, say, a few points, might call pass interference against them if I want the feeling of 60,000 fans screaming for my blood. Have you ever had that? Thousands wanting you dead?
Well, not that I know of.
It's fantastic, man. There's nothing like it. You can't get that in day-to-day life. Oh, maybe you can make one person want you dead, but 60,000 all at once? And maybe millions at home. I mean, wow.
Yeah, but most people want to be loved, don't they? I mean, don't you?
Oh. That's the beauty of it. You get two teams from major markets together, say New York and Chicago.
Okay.
You make one group of millions hate you. At the very same time, the very same instant, the other million think you're a prince. They love you. All your little flaws and feelings are meaningless to them. It's the most intense love-hate experience I've ever had, and I'm hooked on it.
So, this is an obsession.
Yes. You could call it that. I'm not as obsessed as fans. That's why they're called fans, you know. They're sick.
Still, it's dishonest what you're doing. I mean, you're toying with people's emotions, you know. I imagine if the fans knew that you
were... Oh, boy, they'd really be missed, wouldn't they?
Uh-huh.
How dare I treat their game like a game.
Exactly.
Hey, maybe I should admit to it.
Well, I suppose what would really hurt you would be indifference, huh?
That's right. To be noticed, that's what I really like. If they didn't care whether or not I was dead, that'd kill me.
So you're gonna keep it up, aren't you?
As long as I can. I love the feeling. Thanks for giving me the chance to talk about it. I know we're out of time.
Well, actually, we have another 30 seconds
or so. We're out of time.
So...
Don't argue with me.
Well, but if you look at the clock...
I don't care what I say goes. Hit the shower, pal! Time!
An anonymous professional football referee admitting that he's hooked on the thrill of making bad calls.